Hey, how's it going, everyone? Today I'm going to talk about a really crazy story I saw in Al Jazeera, and that was a situation that's going to leave an impression on me probably for the rest of my life. And it's also why I think the whole world needs Bitcoin, because at the end of the day, watching this happen, I was just like, I can't believe it. I can't believe if these people had access to gold, silver, or Bitcoin, they could have taken self-custody and they wouldn't be in the situation. But instead, they left their money in a bank and they were screwed over. Now, first and foremost, I want to leave the fact that, remember guys, in the US, we have a relatively safe banking system compared to the rest of the world. So compared to other countries, there could be corruption, there could be more lending out than there are deposits, even more than here. And there could be a lot of bad actors that won't protect you, such as cybersecurity. And in this case, it actually involves cybersecurity. So there was this Balinese woman in Indonesia who is actually a cleaner. And she was cleaned out from her entire life savings of $2,340. Now, guys, I know in the United States, that may not be a lot of money. For Indonesia, that's like 5 to 10 years of work of savings. And she had her money in the bank account, and she completely lost it. Now, the thing is this. We have financial privilege in the United States, so we don't see it. But in other parts of the world, there aren't these protections. So the crazy thing is that this happened in the largest bank in Indonesia, Bank Rakyat. And what ended up happening was scammers, they took the money in a minute from her. And they didn't really dig into the specific technical things, but they were able to get a hold of her credentials and were able just to go in and swap out all the money, move it offshore, move it wherever they needed to. And, you know, it's crazy because you can work years for something, guys, in this world, years, and end up losing it all. And that's the saddest part, is when you don't get it back. And in this case, the bank did not accept responsibility, and they were the ones who ended up losing it. When you have your money with the bank or an institution, they are taking it and they're in control of it, right? That's why you put money in a bank. A lot of people put money in a bank because they don't want to leave it under their mattress, not earning interest, but also at risk of theft. So I saw this and I was like, man, like, Bitcoin pros is self-custody. And in the third world, they need this more than ever. And I know that Bitcoin has been adopted in Indonesia, but there definitely needs to be more efforts made to increase that adoption, increase people using it, self-custodying it, and just educating themselves on it. Because, like, where do you go? So now this woman is going to be afraid for the rest of her life to keep money in a bank account. So what is she going to do? She's going to take those physical Indonesian rupees or what have you. She's going to put them in a coffee tin or under her mattress, or, and the security isn't as good in certain countries too. So what if she doesn't have a door? Or what if people know that she was robbed and now she's keeping all of her money at home? I mean, she could become a target. What would be beneficial now is for her to self-custody, learn 12 words, and then keep her money in a place that can't be hacked or accessed by greedy bankers or corrupt people. Now, think about this. Indonesia, this is one example, but this stuff is happening all over Africa and all over the world to a degree. And that's why I think it's critical that we speak up about why the world needs Bitcoin, because This is crazy, guys. It's crazy how someone can just take everything from you within a minute. And I get it. I'm in the United States. If this happened, I'm sure Chase or Wells or whatever, they would reimburse me. But the sad part is this. That person, that was all they had in this world. Maybe they have some family members and maybe they had a few, you know, maybe 20 to 50 bucks in cash, but that was it. And it's just an erosion of time, because our money, our currency is our time. And when that's taken from us, that's debilitating. That's something that's really hard to overcome, because we sacrificed. I mean, she's a cleaner. She cleans every day, I'm sure. And she's, you know, it's physical labor. It's a physical job. And this bank, largest bank, ended up screwing her over. There were several situations, and I'll try to link the article in the description. But the point is we can't trust banks because banks are there to operate at a profit. They probably found a way to pin it on her and say, due to the terms of service, you didn't agree to this, this, and this. But at the end, we need to be responsible. I hope I see a world where we shift from having trust in people and trust in others to having no trust and verifying for ourselves. And I know that's a big hurdle to overcome due to the education and the way we were all raised. But I think in the end, we will see very little of this stuff, or we'll see much less of it if people don't leave their money with third parties and banks that really could care less. And at the end of the day, maybe the CEO of that bank will get a nice dinner and a nice bonus with that money at a nice restaurant. And at the end of the day, she will have learned a lesson, but I hope she moves towards Bitcoin. I hope she moves to an asset that can't be taken from her because of a greedy banker, a greedy politician, or a scammer. Anyways, guys, this was a quick one, but I wanted to put it out there. Please be sure to share it. And like it, and I love putting these together, so I'll see you guys in the next one.